brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lindsay, some of our AM and FM affiliates do not carry this little five-minute segment, but a lot of stations don't want to carry news. They want to have this segment built, so I do it over the years. But I don't want you to get into what you were told about the Middle East, the rioting. It's admittedly engineered. What that's going to lead to, the double-crossing of the Arabs, and then what's going to happen with China, the big announcement, what's going to happen in the U.S., what it's going to do to the dollar from your source until we come back in the next segment. In this segment, I wanted to talk to you and just have you, for new listeners, recap the last 3.5 years of stunningly accurate predictions that Mr. Fromm and the other gentleman, Mr. L, I'll leave it at that, have told you. Because I remember you said, yeah, the Middle East is going to be a diversion. It's going to trigger something bigger. I said, is it war? They just said, no, it'll be turmoil. I mean, so they told you that. Now you see it triggered. It's admitted the globalists have triggered it. People are like, well, these are dictators. Aren't you glad? The point is, why are the globalists triggering it? We're going to get into that and through all the key info coming up in the next segment. But recap what Mr. Fromm and the other gentleman told you in the last three and a half years.
So that you know, the listening audience out there, Alex, that the elite know all of this in advance. Every bit of it is planned behind closed doors. I had no way of knowing this. I'll give you a few of the key pointers. 3 years ago, I was called on the phone by one of my elitist friends, and he said to me very casually, he said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Everybody that played the futures, everyone that had any prognostic notice, idea whatsoever.
No, first you said it was going from 50 to 150, then you said it was going to go back down to 40, and it did.
Yes, but everybody was saying it was going to 200. Even I myself was predicting that, even though I had not been told it. He said to me on the phone, it's going to from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel within 2 months' time. It went actually to $134 a barrel, and I knew that my reputation was at stake. Alex was bold enough, and folks, listen, Alex Jones will put things on that nobody else will put on. There were some talk show hosts that wouldn't even allow me on their show to say it. They thought it was so ridiculous and outlandish. But I knew that they've never told me anything wrong in 35 years, and I said, Alex, I'd like to come on your show and tell the people that it's going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Alex allowed me on his show to say it, even though people laughed at me. And some of you laughing at me out there in the audience right now, just keep right on laughing because you laugh last. I know what's going to happen between now and the end of 2012, and I hope you have sense enough to listen to me and to listen to everything that Alex is telling you because the elite have it in plan. So it did exactly what he said. Exactly. 2 months later, it went to $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. It went to $1.34 a gallon. Then, at the same time, he told me, and you keep watch this now, you'll see it happen. He said the price of crude oil for the next 2 to 2.5 years is going to stay between $70 and $80 a barrel. Everybody again thought I was crazy, but I didn't. Wasn't the one that said it. The elitist told me that, and it did. It stayed exactly that. Then I told you when it was going to start going back up again. Just about 3 to 4 months ago, I came on Alex's show, and I said, I have been told there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. Now, folks, please listen to my wording. I did not say there was going to be a war with Iran. Alex, you remember me saying that.
No, it's on record. You said it's going to be a crisis.
I said just what they told me. I said there is going to be a crisis in the Middle East. They did not tell me it would be Egypt, and I didn't say Iran.
Okay, Lindsay, stop there. We got to go to break. Let's come back where you left off, because that's perfect. In the second before last, you left off there. Now you left off there again. Let's come back with a full audience and have you recap the purposeful destabilization of the Middle East, the plan to cheat the Arabs, and then the big developments in China and the U.S., the dollar, all of it. The big bombshell coming up next. We're going to lay out the future globalist program.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Pastor Lindsey Williams worked in the board meetings with Atlantic Richfield and in meetings with other top oil companies. It was like in Congress or on an aircraft carrier. The chaplain is like an intermediary and was able to see all this. He wrote a book about it. Since then, 30 years later, everything in that book, The Energy Non-Crisis, is now out in the open. That they could have dozens of pipelines coming out of Alaska, supplying the entire United States for over 100 years. It's easily recoverable oil. It's there. They kept it. Now, since then, he has these two sources, one a former CEO, and I know for new listeners been listening the whole time here, like we've already heard this. I'm recapping for new listeners. People are tuning in, you know, in and out constantly. Then, starting about 3.5 years ago, Ken Fromm and the other fella started telling him basically the same information, that oil would go from $50 a barrel up to $150. Then people thought it would go to $200. His source said, no, now it's going to plunge down to $40. It went below $40, like $32, I saw it. Then they, he said for 2 years, it's going to be basically just gradually going up slowly. Enjoy yourselves. Go out and have plenty of gas. But in 2 years, get ready. We're now 2 years later. 4 months ago, Lindsey says they're going to have a crisis in the Middle East. And I said, war? He said, no, my sources just said it's going to be in turmoil, but that is a trigger and a distraction from China. Watch it. It's the big one. But they didn't go further. Now Mr. Fromm has died. The other source, it has gone all the way with the entire plan. And we can see the plan of deindustrialization, moving all the jobs to China. China, in the news today, secretly pressuring the U.S. government as holders of our debt to allow them to buy up U.S. companies and block SEC corruption probes and antitrust issues. This is about the globalists teaming up with China and muscling out the U.S. This is about the designed decline of the U.S., and Lindsey's going to lay it all out now. Lindsey, let's start back at the Middle East, the plan program there, that's admitted, where this is going, how it's going to unfold. You have the floor for the next 10 minutes.
The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Please write this down in your notes, and I hope you have a pencil and paper and you're taking notes today and you'll put it beside your calendar, because barring divine intervention, the elite will do what you're about to hear. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. It is not the dollar. It's not the euro. It's not the yuan. It's not the pound. It's crude oil. Crude oil. Please put it down. It's the most important object out there. The Muslim Brotherhood are being supported by the elite of the world who have the crude oil in the palm of their hand. Please note this. What you saw happen in Egypt, what's happening right now in Libya, what is taking place in the United Arab Emirates, is going to spread throughout the entire Arab world. Most all of OPEC. Now, OPEC includes a few other nations besides the Arab world. But all over the Arab world, it's going to continue because they are being supported by the elite of the world. The elite of the world plan to double-cross the Arabs. You've never heard this anywhere before. This will be so new to you until I'm sure you're going to be startled, as you have by many of the other things that these people have told me. Please note again, the Arab world, the Middle East in particular, OPEC in general, are going to be double-crossed by the elite of the world. And if any of the Arabs out there are listening to me, I hope your princes, your sheikhs and your sheikhs and the people of those countries will listen to you. Because 70 years ago, you were nothing but nomads, roaming the deserts riding camels. You're going back to that again. I know. And I must explain what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing later, but I won't take the time right now. Why? How are you going to be double-crossed? You remember that Mr. Kissinger went abroad in 1977 through 81 during the Carter administration, cut a deal with every then-producing major oil country in the Middle East, and the deal was, we will buy your oil. We will no longer produce from America's oil fields. Oh, a few little wells here and yonder. Yeah, we'll allow them to go, but nothing big whatsoever. The North Slope of Alaska, we'll just tap a little bit of it, but we're not going to get the big ones. We will buy from you if you will do the following. Number one, you must take a certain portion of what we buy oil from you with and buy our Federal Reserve issues of T-bills and securities. This, in turn, paid the interest on the national debt, which at that point they began to bring in their new world order, put America into the debt that is in today, and bring America down to the status of a third world country. It was all planned back as far back as I knew in 1971. They knew it a long time prior to that. Now, how are they going to double-cross the Arabs? The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Mark my words, this was given to me by them. It is prediction. Put it down. And whenever it does, what's going to happen to those billions and billions of dollars, maybe in some cases trillions of dollars, worth of T-bills and Federal Reserve issues that have been sold to the oil-producing countries according to the deal that was cut by Kissinger in 77 through 81? What will happen to that paper? Please remember the previous show that I was on with Alex Jones. I was told if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. This should be a classical statement because it was told to me by Mr. Brom before he died. Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And when the Muslim Brotherhood, supported today by the elite of the world, continue to cause conflict all over the Middle East as they have in Egypt and in Libya, and it will spread from one country to the other, mark my words, none of them will be exempt. And when it does, the oil will not be supplied from over there. The dollar, because when oil goes to $200 a barrel, the American economy is going to be so drastically affected. You think we have problems now financially. The dollar will collapse toward the end of 2012, and when it does, all of the paper, please, folks, hear this, especially Arabs out there, the dollar collapses, the paper of the Federal Reserve will likewise do the same, and when it does, the double cross of the Arabs, which was started way back in 77, the double cross of the Arab world will take place. They will be so angry with us. You think that the Muslims have a bone to pick with us right now. You haven't seen anything. Just wait till the dollar crashes. They're double-crossed. They lose their paper wealth. They become again what they were 50 to 60 years ago. And are you ready for what's going to happen at that point? This is the reason that Alex has allowed me on his show today, because I've just been told this a matter of it was hours when I talked with you last night, Alex, but now it'd be a few days. I was told that at that point we will not be able to get our crude oil from the Middle East and many of the other OPEC oil-producing countries. And in turn, the elite plan to open America's own oil fields that they have known. They've known for 50 years that they were there. They knew about the North Slope of Alaska. They knew about Gull Island, which I recorded in my book, and they threatened me never to talk about it again. And Mr. Fromm's gone now, so I'm doing it and hoping that this won't cause problems. And the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, they will open America's own oil fields, including the Bakken Reserve, including the reserve that is under the Rocky Mountains. Have you heard about it? 2 trillion barrels. It was announced on August 8, 2005. President Bush talked about it, but they have not produced it yet. All of these oil fields, there is going to be a mad rush to oil production in America because we cannot get it from abroad when the Arabs and OPEC are double-crossed, and in turn, you are going to see America begin to produce from its own oil fields. But what's going to happen? By that time, you'll be paying $7 and $8 a gallon for gasoline, and it will be $200 a barrel. Our dollar will have already collapsed, and they will bring in, mark my words, a world currency. It is all a part of the new world order in order to accomplish what they want, Alex.
Well, Lindsay, I mean, just looking at the news here, Gaddafi declares a revolt with tanks and planes. He's defying the revolt with tanks and planes. In rambling speech, blames tyranny of U.S. free drugs for youth. What did the CIA do in the 60s? He went on to say he will never leave Libya. He will be a martyr at the end. White House has nothing to say. Muslim Brotherhood says kill Gaddafi. All they want is the power. Again, they don't completely work for the globalists. They're just being used. continuing intelligence agency jamming TV signals. Gaddafi's blocking Al Jazeera into the country and over much of the Middle East with a powerful jammer saying that it's British intelligence, which a lot of reports show it is. And it's admitted, and even Medvedev in Russia is saying that this is staged in a destabilization program and that the Middle East could be in flames for years. And so this will be used as the excuse to start to change the deal, to cheat the Arabs. That's from the Arab perspective. To stop propping up the dictators, to develop the fields here, and getting into the dollar being phased out. More on the information that the former oil company CEO told you on that front, and the rising of China to replace us.
There will be no shortages whatsoever on grocery store shelves. Now, when I said this for the first time about 9 months, I was laughed at. There were many of your survivalists out there, many of them my very personal friends, that said, Lindsay, you're crazy. We're going to have a shortage of food. I said, no, we're not. Why? I'd been told it. What are we all going to have a shortage of? The grocery store shelves will be full, but you're going to go hungry. Why are you going to go hungry? Not because there's a lack of groceries out there. Even with the cold that we've had that swept down into Mexico and Florida and other places that all vegetables are produced, there's no shortage whatsoever on the grocery store shelves right now. Why not? The new world order can bring it in from anywhere in the world. What it causes the prices to go up. You realize that in 1 week's time, garlic, a simple little thing like a garlic bulb, went up 100% last week alone. You realize the crude oil this morning went up $8 a barrel.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and get back into the dollar situation in China and what's going to happen here. Okay. I talked a lot with Lindsay last night about what the globalists are telling him that turmoil in the Middle East is going to lead to, how that affects the dollar, the time frame for them opening up exploration in the fields that are already there, and the role of China. But then the elitist told Lindsay that after a while, though, the U.S. would be rebuilt. But I want to get into any time frames, any details. Exactly what he told you. Then, for the rest of the hour, we're going to take calls specifically on these issues with quick questions or comments for Lindsay Williams. And people that call from the Middle East will go to the head of the line. The problem is the Genesis phone system only has 6 lines, so I'm going to open up our phone lines here in about a minute or two. It's a computer system, so I'll have to turn it on. I just decided to do this for people in Libya or in Egypt. Not if you know somebody there. If you're in Libya, if you're in Egypt, if you're in the Middle East, we're going to open up a Middle Eastern or North African line, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And people should be able to call an 800 number for the Middle East, right? Or no. Then give me, can I give them that number? Okay, this is the Middle Eastern line, but it can't be toll-free, I'm told. 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. That is only the Middle Eastern or North African or Moroccan, you know, where these stage rebellions are going on against old globalist dictators and others. 512-646-1776. We'll probably go a little bit into overdrive today because this is too important. 512-646-1776. If you're in the Middle East, your country code, and then 512-646-1776. And the Genesis number, 800-259-9231 for general callers that have questions for Lindsay Williams. Now, Lindsay, this segment's short, but just boiling it down, because you told me even more last night, how the dominoes will fall, the Middle East, then the oil price, then the opening up for exploration. Did he give you dates? Then this rise of China, who we now know is basically running our government. Even the Associated Press is reporting that, using their debt they hold on us. The cheating of the Arabs. Break it down briefly for us.
Time frame. The end of 2012. You will see the dollar collapse, so I've been told, by the end of 2012. That means that the Arabs are going to be double-crossed by the end of 2012, sometimes prior to that. Whenever they are, we don't get the oil supply from the Middle East. this is going to be a major crisis time for America, because not only is it a crisis for you at the gas pump who are having to drive your vehicle to work every day, but it's going to be a crisis for the truckers, the airlines, and a major crisis for the military of the United States of America. And that's the reason that they're so concerned about the Fifth Fleet right now over near around Dubai in that part of the world. So you have a time frame of the end of 2012. One person said to me this morning, they said, Chaplain, it's going to take place in 2011. It was a talk show host called me before your show, Alex. And I said, no, it's not. I said, I've been given the time at the end of 2012. You'd better be ready. They will do this by then. China is the big one. China just made an agreement with Russia. This puts China out of the picture altogether as far as crude oil and natural gas is concerned. China just cut an agreement with Russia. Russia last year became the number one oil supplier of the world. Saudi Arabia took a second place because of Russia's super deep wells, which I've dealt with that subject before on Alex's show. And as a result, China now has agreed with Russia to buy all of the crude oil and all of the natural gas that they want. China will not, do you hear this? China will not be affected by the Middle East crisis because they're now getting their oil from Russia. We will not be able to get it there because they're supplying so much to China. And as a result, we will have to turn to our own oil fields here in America. A time frame that you must be aware of is the end by the end. That means you better be ready a long time before. If you want groceries, you better go to the grocery store and buy 6 months to a year's supply right now, because the dollar is going to collapse in such a manner. See, when crude oil went up this morning, $8 a barrel, it wasn't the crude oil that went up. It was the purchasing power of the dollar that went down. And when that garlic, which went up 100% in 1 week, I know, a simple little garlic bulb, you housewives can see this. You went to the grocery store, it went up 100% in 1 week. What did that do? It wasn't the garlic that changed. There's still as many cloves in that garlic as there ever was. It was the dollar that you purchased the garlic with that is going down in purchasing power, regardless of what the Federal Reserve is telling you. You had better go and do what you're going to do, and do it now, and get something for your household and prepare for what's going to happen. China will not be affected by this fuel crisis, because they're getting it out of Russia, and they're not using the American dollar for the
All right, so the globalists are on the move. I want to finish up with this rise of China, decline of the U.S., and then the rebirth of the U.S. Let's finish up with that, then calls.
You can run on.
Okay, we gave out the number for people to call from the Middle East, and we see the phone numbers coming in on our computer system. The Genesis system doesn't have that capability. Ours does, and we don't see any from the Middle East. We see some from other countries. Specifically, I mean, I guess if you have family in the Middle East and they've been telling you what's happening, that's okay as well. But I know we've got listeners in the Middle East. Much of those places, though, still have shut down their internet, especially Libya. But the number's 512-646-1776. I know folks are living on $2 a day on average there as well. But if somebody does call in from the Middle East, we'll try to go to you very, very quickly. 512-646-1776. If you can get through on 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539, you're welcome to. But specifically on those numbers I just gave, if you're in the Middle East with comments or any intel for us, I've got, of course, loaded phones on Genesis just with questions for Lindsey Williams. Not only is our radio broadcast and this outreach with information funded by you, these videos will wake folks up. And if you watch Obama Deception and part two of it, Fall the Republic, it's basically Obama Deception 2, it shows how the globalists are positioning us for collapse into the world government in their own statements, and it dovetails with everything Lindsey Williams is covering. Check them out on the online video bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free if you want to call one of the great folks here in our office and order that way, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Also, you can see all my films, expanded extras, archives of the radio show in higher quality, the video archive, expanded extras, prisonplanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, and that funds our huge bandwidth costs, you being members. We also have the new You Are the Resistance, V for Victory, Infowars.com. I think that these are the most handsome bumper stickers we've ever put out. These are basically available at cost at Infowars.com. Let's get these out to people. And that's what I wanted to talk to Lindsay about, was solutions. And because if we're aware of this program, if we're aware of what the globalists are doing, then people politically can stop it and understand the grand design by having the blueprint. And normally when Lindsay gets new information, you know, he puts it out on a CD. It's quicker than a book. His book's out of print or a DVD, but that takes a few weeks to produce. And normally when he's ready, he calls me, because now he's ready to get the information out. But I happen to call him right when he'd gotten this information. But he's going into production next week on this. And it's going to break down all these new developments. And I'm told the name is going to be the new DVD video, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, that's going to be in production over the weekend. He's going to rush out with the great folks at the Prophecy Club, prophecyclub.com, and get that out. And I asked Lindsay this morning, because obviously folks will want to have this, to show it to people, to share it. There'll also be the archive video of this interview, and it'll be on YouTube and everywhere else. But if you want just Lindsay breaking it all down in even more detail, is it okay now to tell folks that they could call and pre-order it if they wanted to, Lindsay? Or is, I know the Prophecy Club's a big outfit.
They can pre-order right now if they wish. You can either call our toll-free number, or you can go to the website and pre-order. And in the order that the orders are received, we will ship out the moment that the editing has been done on the DVD and DVD and the VCR. We're going to have both available to you as a unit.
Okay, so that's Prophecy Club. That's prophecyclub.com. And do you happen to have the number in front of you?
888, toll-free, 888-799-6111. And you'll hear an American operator.
And we will give that out again before you leave us. We're going to be going into some overdrive today, into the fourth hour. We're again honored to have Lindsay Williams here with us. I want to get to calls and not shortchange them. Lindsay, finishing up with the time frame, you said they're going to rise China up. Then they're going to start the exploration here in the next few years. Then you're going to see a big decline in the U.S., as they suck everything out of the economy. Everything is based on petrol, based on oil, and this is going to be a vertical integration, a consolidation of wealth. But then your source said that later they're going to build the U.S. back up. What's the time frame on that?
I did not give a time frame on that. It'll all depend on how they're able to open up what they want to open up, the advancement of China. Keep in mind that if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And this is the way that they will double-cross the Arabs. Remember also that George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, was the ambassador to China prior to that time. Please go back and look this up and get some information on it. Research it for yourself. I don't have time to give it today, though we'll do a whole section on this. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, the great Mr. New World Order, was the ambassador to China from the United States of America years ago. Prior to his being ambassador, China was a closed society. The Great Wall of China divided them from everybody, and China did not do business with the outside world. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, opened up China to the world and made it the great power that it is today, and he was the first one to announce that there would be a new world order.
And the globalists have done everything they can to position the industry, the power, to have China be the owner of our debt, teamed up with the private Federal Reserve, the second biggest owner. And now, we covered it earlier, if you guys can find that AFP or AP headline, China secretly using influence on the SEC, on the Treasury Department, on the federal government to let them buy up U.S. companies, to let them create oligopolies, to have the SEC leave them alone, to allow them to basically buy this country up. There's AFP. Cables show China used debt holdings to press U.S. Leaked diplomatic cables vividly show China's willingness to translate its massive holdings of U.S. debt into political influence on issues ranging from Taiwan sovereignty to Washington's financial policy dealing with Chinese companies in the U.S. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, this is the globalist plan. We've been made dependent. We're being taken over. Is this not high treason by the globalist, Lindsay?
It positively is. And the thing that the average American doesn't realize is that when we moved our industry to China, For instance, General Motors, whom you, as a taxpayer, bailed out in the United States of America. They were bankrupt. General Motors and Chrysler, you bailed them out. General Motors will sell more automobiles in China this year than they sell in the United States of America. Now, what happens when General Motors, Chrysler, Caterpillar, the biggest one on the New York Stock Exchange, Caterpillar, whenever these companies move to China and build these multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar plants, do you realize that the agreement with China is that, yes, we'll let you come to China, yes, we'll give you cheap labor, but you must give us all of your patents. Did you hear this? Boeing, when they moved to China, they had to give all of their patents. Their patent rights.
Well, Clinton gave them, along with Rumsfeld, when he was in private companies in the mid-90s, the ICBM secrets, the submarine-launched Trident secrets. This is a total sellout. Now, we've got Muhammad in the Middle East, and I want to go to him here in just a moment and other callers. But, Lindsay, this is too, I promise to go to calls. I'm going to have to get you back up sometime this week or next week
Alex,
to talk
really,
about solutions.
Yeah, really, I have only covered a fraction. I mean, I haven't even told of the time that Ken Fromm was fired because of my book, Energy and Non-Crisis. I haven't even dealt with the only person that ever told this story apart from me, which was, by the way, please go and research this. In American Opinion, back in 1980, Alan Stang came to Alaska after Ken Fromm had been fired. Ken was so mad that he gave him everything. It's the only time it's ever been written, and he called him horse's mouth. And then what happened after that? Read the book, The Three Sisters. I mean, we've even skimmed the surface.
And you
today.
Got Fromm to go on stage at a public event in California. The oil execs, the CEO and another, came in and sat down, totally freaked Fromm out. See, this has all been on record. He just didn't want you to get into it publicly with the new info. Now that he's died, you can. It's just so incredible. But let's go to phone calls. Let's talk to Brother Rakal in Cairo, Egypt. And we've confirmed his number. That's where he's calling from. Mr. Rakal, tell us what's going on.
How you doing, Alex? It's good to be talking to you. I've been a long time listener while I was in the States. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So what are you witnessing there in Cairo, and what's your view on what Lindsay Williams is talking about?
Well, let me say this. I want to say this to all the people in the States. If they didn't know, you got almost 100,000 Americans living in Egypt and frequently visit Egypt. And I'll say this. Not one American was harmed. A citizen, none of us. And it was surprising to hear the families who were concerned about their people, the way America was portraying what was happening in Egypt. And I want to say this, Alex. I want to go into what the Egyptians are saying here.
Yeah, do the Egyptians know this is a staged event?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, Alex, the Egyptians know nothing about a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. They know nothing of this. A matter of fact, they say it's like CIA or American. Okay? That's number one. Number two, I would like to say this to all the people out there. The majority of people who was in this so-called Liberty Square, the majority of these people, Alex, had no idea about a revolution. They was invited there they were busted, paid to go there. And if you know, if you ever frequent the Middle East, you'll know that these Arab people who are family, they frequent places together. They'll be outside all day, hundreds at a time. So it's nothing to get a few thousand people in a square.
No, they said millions, and it was 50,000, according to experts that looked at the crowd. But Google admits they were there for the CIA. They admit that they sent in al-Baradei the week before it all started. Again, we're not saying Mubarak was good. The point is, they are admittedly overthrowing it as the first domino, as we said a month ago, to put the Middle East in fire. So the Egyptian people know what's going on.
Hey, another thing I want to bring out, Alex, and you're right on there, and I want to say this, Alex. One thing that the Western world is not saying about Mubarak is the fact that there's many Egyptians who wanted Mubarak to stay. I'll tell you this. Mubarak is staunchly against the eugenics program and has been on record for this.
Well, they got mad at him in the early 90s when he wouldn't start sterilizing people.
Exactly. And the babies are healthy there. The people are healthy there. And I'll tell you, the water is not the cleanest in the world, but these people are fairly healthy compared to any other people in the Western world. I'll tell you this. They're very family-oriented. And on top of that, there's another thing that people didn't know there, and it surprised me while I was here, Alex, is that there's many Americans, after leaving the military, come to the Middle East, get contracts, and work within the military, make big money over there, and Americans come over and actually work under these people in the Egyptian military. So there's a lot of facets to this that a lot of brothers and sisters and yourself, you're right on point. For you not to be in the Middle East, you may have some good contacts because you're not in the Middle East, and obviously you're able to articulate what's going on even in the Middle East. But I want to say this. Americans have no idea what's going on the outside of America, and you don't know until you go someplace.
No, exactly. But any comments on what Lindsey Williams is saying?
I want to thank Lindsey because the last thing he said is key. The last thing he said about what's going on with the oil and how they're going to double cross them and. Let me tell you, all the Egyptians and the other Middle Easterns knew that it was staged, and now they're starting to realize that they were props in America and the Western world's game. And it's not going to end out like they think it is. These people have some level of integrity and fight in them. And I'll tell you, when they find out that they were used, it's going to be all-out anarchy on another level, and I don't think the Western world can control it.
All right. No, I certainly, the dominoes were already there of folks being angry. Now they've triggered it. Google is on record, and now Google just admits they're this government front. It is so incredible. Thank you for the call, Brother Recall from Cairo. Lindsey Williams, your comments on what he was saying.
Well, I am so glad that he confirmed the fact that the Arabs realize they are going to be double-crossed. They aren't double-crossed yet. The big double-cross has yet to take place whenever the dollar collapses and they lose all the paper that they've invested in for many, many years, and they become literally paupers overnight.
And to be clear, this is going to double-cross Americans and others, but we see China and others moving away from the dollar right now. But your source is saying end of 2012, the dollar is going to not be the world reserve currency. What else did he say about that? Any specifics?
Yes, by the end of 2012, you'll see this double-cross with the OPEC oil-producing countries. They, in turn, will literally become enraged with America. The caller just from Egypt was exactly right. America will not be able to control it. Our president has made some drastic mistakes.
But that's part of the plan, is enraging them. That way the oil gets shut off.
That's exactly right. And then the price of crude oil will be up to $200 a barrel so that the oil companies, the elite of the world, as I call them, can become. You think they're rich now. You haven't seen anything. Wait until oil gets to $200 a barrel, and they produce it from America.
Oh, it's a giant tax directly to the globalists. It's a giant tax directly to the globalists. It's incredible. Damon in South Carolina, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I've got a couple of quick points to make to you. First of all, I was just over in Europe, flew over to the former Soviet Union, Republic of Belarus, stopped by in Austria along the way. Gas there, get this, okay, is 12.95 euros a liter, okay, which was all going down with the Egyptian crisis. That's over $18 American for a liter of gas over there. And gas has always been more expensive over there anyways, but that's going to go through the roof when that happens. And in Belarus, it was twice as much for a liter.
Well, Damon, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to skip this network break, so stations should carry it. I misunderstood. We had two callers from the Middle East, not just Brother Recall from Cairo, but Muhammad. Muhammad, where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm currently in the European country, but Alex, I cannot tell you
that. Okay, your phone is really bad. Sir, can you talk slowly for us? Because your phone is really bad. Where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Yes, there's a delay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better. Where are you calling us from?
Yes, I have, you know, recently come from Bahrain, and I'm currently in the European country, but I'm not going to disclose.
Okay, you're in a European country. You recently came from?
In that.
Okay, so you recently came from the Middle East. Go ahead.
Bahrain,
okay.
Yes. So what I want to tell you is the civilian is really incorrect. But, you know, I'd like to, you know, ask him from the point of view, because, you know, he is, you know, very well, he's you know, a religious person. Can he, you know, tell us, if I look at, you know, my Islamic religious script, the time for you coming is really near. And most of the people are waiting for that. And this is, you know, the time when the things are going to be set up for everything. So there is a religious point in all this. You know,
now, I understand. What do you think, sir, what do you think about the demonstrations? Do you think they're staged? What's your view of what Lindsay Williams has said?
Look, Alex, there is no doubt it is staged. There is no doubt it is staged because it is a progression of 10 years. In 1990s, you know, the rest were, you know, incised for Twistan, and, you know, that communism work. Then,
you know, well, listen, Muhammad, Muhammad, I appreciate you trying to call. I'm going to put you on hold and see if your Skype gets better or whatever internet connection you're using from 6,000 miles away to get through to us. Well, we're going to see if it gets better in a moment and try to go back to you. But there's another call from a Middle Easterner, a Muslim, saying, of course they know it's staged, Lindsay.
Yes.
Damon, while his phone might get better, let's go back to you. So yes, you're saying you're already seeing the gas prices in Europe explode, Damon.
Yeah, my wife's family's all over there, and they've seen a dramatic increase in fuel over there. I think the deal from Russia with China has affected that because they're not sending as much down in. So, of course, you have the whole supply and demand issue. And now with this issue with Libya, which, as you said, supplies a lot of the oil to the European Union countries, that's going to get cut off. So you're going to see a major issue there. And it was all just kind of, you know, coming, you know, on as I was over there for 2.5 weeks, from July to the beginning of August.
Did you hear Lindsay, as many listeners did 4 months ago, say this was all coming and lay it all out?
Yeah, I listen to you every day. So I've called you. You and I have talked to many times. I wanted to kind of couch on what Lindsay said. I wanted to point out two other things. I was the guy that was going to get the optical stimulated luminescence to go through the X-ray scanners at the airport when I'm flying over. I told you about that. Well, guess what? They shut down all the X-ray scanners. And I think what has to do with this, what Lindsay's saying, is that they're trying to placate the American public for the time being. So they're now kind of, you know...
No, that's right. I talked to some airline pilots because somebody in Hollywood flew a private jet out there to pick me up and fly me out there a few weeks ago. And I was talking to them because they also flew for major airlines. And they said, look, they've turned the scanners off at LAX. They're still off. And I'm hearing that most places they've basically turned them off because they know it was spurring a rebellion.
But in Austria, in the Vienna airport, they had police dogs everywhere. But in the former Soviet Union where we were, they heard nothing about our problems with the TSA or the X-ray backscatter scanners and whatnot.
Well, Damon, I got to jump, but I appreciate your call. The controllers don't want to give us an issue that we can come together because liberals don't like the TSA, conservatives don't like it. They want to make everything left-right so we fight with each other. This was a perfect issue that I launched over a year ago, seeing that it was the perfect issue, to get people together, and that's why they're backing off. But I guess that's the good news, Lindsay. If we have this information and get it out, you know, the globalists can be stopped.
They can, and it's not too late. Their timeline is the end of 2012. We do have time, and programs like yours, Alex, are the only hope that we've got of getting this information out. And when the people know the issues, they know the entire picture, then they can do something about it. You must take care of certain things in your household immediately.
Now, we're going to do a final segment coming up here. We got 5 minutes left to take calls and 5 more minutes, but I wanted just to point out if people do want to pre-order that DVD, should be done the next week to see it all in one place without you know, news breaks and my interruptions and calls and things. Though this is interesting and informative as well, you can go to prophecyclub.com and pre-order. And the name of the new production, breaking this down, is Lindsey Williams, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. We'll give you the number coming up in the final segment. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls as promised. Delta in New Jersey. Delta, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so a question is, I mean, this seems typical playbook, that they create the chaos and they play both sides and they create their order out of chaos. Are they, besides the Middle East, do they plan on spreading this to here in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to bring in economic things that are going to cause turmoil here. That's why they got the police state in place as the solution, because when people riot and burn stuff up, that makes the economy get worse. Then the globalists get to buy it up for pennies on the dollar and then be the heroes rolling out their federal police and the rest of it. As Lindsey said, the globalists like to buy things when they're at rock-bottom prices. Lindsey?
Yes, everything you've just said is true. I haven't even had time to get into this part of it all, but what you're going to see in the Middle East is you're going to see a repeat of Egypt, you're going to see a repeat of Libya, all over the Middle East. One of the last ones will be Saudi Arabia, and no telling what will happen there. At that point, you're going to see the crude oil prices. Now, it will spread to America. We just had a very, very small idea of this in Wisconsin this past week. I know nothing about whether that was incited or not. I do not think it was. But you'll see a repeat of problems across America, just as you're going to see in the Middle East.
Well, they're shutting down half the schools in Detroit. Many cities are laying off more than half their police and sheriff's deputies, and we haven't even begun to get into this depression yet.
That's exactly right. It is going to spread to America from over there. Folks, please be prepared. You definitely need to do everything that you're going to do and do it immediately. I don't know how to say anymore, Alex, except that, yes, what's in the Middle East will spread to America, except in a different form.
All right, let's jam in one more call before this hour ends. We're going to come back. Let's talk to Fred in Ohio. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. But since we know that we've been double-crossed, and the Arabs know they've been double-crossed, and we've got a $25 million bounty on Bin Laden and others, why haven't these dictators and kings and the Arabs put bounties on these elitists that have done all of this to us?
Well, because then a military would invade them overnight. The globalists are very aware of that danger of people striking back. That's why when Saddam Hussein, talked about going after George Herbert Walker Bush, you saw what happened. It's because they know the globalists run our country, the nuclear weapons, the assassination teams. I think you answered your own question. And I'm not calling for violence. That's a game the globalists, with all their security and the rest of it, want to play. They want us to get violent, so they have an excuse to crack down. They're spurring the violence in the Middle East. All you guys that call for violence constantly and tell me I'm a wimp because I don't do it, and they always do it with anonymity. I'm not saying Fred's bad. I'm saying people that, Alex, you ought to call for an uprising. You ought to run out and start shooting people, and they're doing it on message boards. And if they're not feds, they should worry, because I've seen folks that aren't feds go to jail for that. I'm here to get the word out. It's my country. I deserve a republic. You deserve it. Our forefathers fought for it, and we need to fight with ideas and physically defend ourselves. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.